you have the right to remain silent. But I'll warn you, you won't get any points for questions if you don't answer them. For this week's installment of Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy, I've got Brooklyn Nine-Nine Trivia. Much like last week's episode about Community, Brooklyn Nine-Nine was also saved from cancellation because of vocal fans. If you're one of those fans, you should have a great time. If not, good luck and just do your best. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 312 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. And let the heist begin. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Terry Crews played what police sergeant? Terry Jeffords. Number 2. What former SNL star played Detective Jake Peralta? Andy Samberg. Number 3. Melissa Fumero played which nerdy detective? Amy Santiago. Number 4. Which detective was obsessed with fine food? Charles Boyle. Number 5. Stephanie Beatriz played what tough-as-nails detective? Rosa Diaz. Number 6. Played by Craig Robinson, who is Jake's nemesis slash friend? Doug Judy, a.k.a. the Pontiac Bandit. Number 7. Who takes over as captain of the 99th Precinct in the first episode? Raymond Holt. Number 8. Who won the first ever heist competition? Jake Peralta. Number 9. Jake is obsessed with what Bruce Willis movie? Die Hard. Number 10. For the first several seasons of the show, who was Holt's assistant? Gina Peretti. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the name of Holt's Pembroke Welsh Corgi? Cheddar. Number 2. Which detective was a surprisingly good opera singer? Scully. Number 3. What is Captain Holt's husband's name? Kevin Costner. Number 4. Rosa was briefly engaged to what other detective? Adrian Pimento. Number 5. Brooklyn Nine-Nine initially ran on which network? fox. Number six, after Fox canceled it, what network picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine? NBC. Number seven, in the final season of the show, what was Rose's occupation? Private investigator. Number eight, which character went undercover as a pregnant felon? Amy Santiago. Melissa Fumero was pregnant in real life. Number nine, what was the nickname of major crimes detective Keith Pembroke? The Vulture. Number 10. What was the name of Charles's adopted son? Nicolas. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What Broadway actor and composer played Amy's brother, David? Lin-Manuel Miranda. Number 2. What former West Wing actor played Jake's father, Roger? Bradley Whitford. Number 3. Captain Holt's nemesis, Madeline Wunsch, was played by what actress? Kira Sedgwick. Number 4. Which two characters went to school together as kids? Jake and Gina. Bonus trivia, the actors that played them, Sandberg and Peretti, also went to school together. Number 5. The show debuted in what year? 2013. Number 6. What was the name of Jake and Amy's son? McLean Mac Peralta. Number 7. Despite being canceled once, how many seasons did the show have? 8 seasons. Number 8. What occupation was held by Holt's mother? She was a federal judge. Number 9. In the final season, which detective only appeared via video screen? Hitchcock. He'd retired but still wanted to keep in touch with Scully. Number 10. What was the real name of fake Charles? Bill. And we're done with Brooklyn Nine-Nine trivia. How did you fare? Be sure to reach out on Spotify or social media to share your score or share your favorite moment from the show. The season of TV trivia rolls on next week with another 30 questions. Here's a hint for what you'll expect. What early 2000s comedy is based on the Ricky Gervais series of the same name? Yes, this one was requested a lot. Good luck, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 312, the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support this show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.